Your KLEM News update looks like this. Florida residents are trying to recover and start rebuilding their lives after being devastated by Hurricane Michael this week. Jeff Story manages Powell Broadcasting's 4 radio stations in Panama City, Florida, which were all knocked off the air.
Stations are physically located on Panama City Beach. That building exists, but a 150-foot tower behind it is doubled into two pieces. Some of the other towers, some 10 or 15 miles away, have been knocked down.
Story says a hole was punched into the roof of the building when the STL tower broke in half and some water damage occurred inside. He says all the staff had evacuated and are safe. As bad as it is in Panama City, Story says the damage is much worse in nearby areas.
The landscape in Bay County, I heard, will never be the same. 100 and 200-year-old oak trees and pine trees are flattened. Some communities, Callaway and Mexico Beach, are completely devastated. Places like Lynn Haven, Florida, will not have power for 30 days or even 60 days. We live on Panama City Beach. We currently have no cell phone, no water, and no power of any kind.
Story says it's an adventure driving through the Panama City Beach area because of the debris.
Most of the roads have been cleared of trees that are down. There are plenty of wires that are laying over the road, which we are driving over. We don't believe that they're hot. We can commute to the station, but we're in a tough situation with trying to get any employees back.
The death toll from the hurricane had reached 13 as of Friday afternoon, and authorities estimate total storm damage to the region is at least $8 billion. Donations to help the hurricane victims can be made through the American Red Cross. This weekend will be the last opportunity for people to view the vintage quilt exhibit now on display at the Plymouth County Historical Museum. Margaret Henrich is the chairperson for the quilt show and says that the exhibit features more than 100 quilts. Henrich says the oldest quilt on display dates all the way back to 1825. Each quilt has a historical connection to Plymouth County. Henrich says the quilt exhibit features quilts of all different sizes, colors, and patterns.
The designs or the patterns, let's say, there's only one yo-yo quilt. The yo-yo is, they're little circles, and they're just all sewn together for the size, whatever you want. That's in the foyer of the study hall area. There's only one of those, and there's one bow tie. It's a blue and white. It's just, you know, very, not a lot of color mix, but just the two color is, it's still striking. And let me see, we have Grandmother's Flower Garden. There's quite a few of those. And the crazy quilts are crazy.
On Sunday afternoon, beginning at 2 p.m., the museum will offer a walking tour of the various quilts. The purpose of the tour is to offer visitors additional historical information about the quilts and to discuss the uniqueness of each quilt. The Quilt Show chairperson says people wanting to visit the Vintage Quilt Show will want to make certain that they see a special quilt created in the early 1900s featuring little baby faces.
There's one baby quilt there that has painting, little babies' faces and such. And the painting, I think this is 1927, and the painting is just so soft and pliable, yet a lot of paint, it just cracks and flakes off. But this is just wonderful. It's just wonderful.
The Vintage Quilt Show exhibit is on display in the study hall on the fourth floor of the Plymouth County Historical Museum. An Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation agent from Western Iowa has resigned during an investigation into misconduct allegations that are being withheld from the public. A spokesman for the Department of Public Safety says Ashley Jones Goodsell resigned Friday following a 10-year career. The spokesman, Sergeant Nathan Ludwig, says Jones Goodsell was placed on a paid administrative leave on October 1st. He and other department officials haven't responded to questions and an open records request about the reason for her leave and nature of the misconduct investigation. Jones Goodsell had said earlier this week that she had done nothing wrong and was being represented by a labor union during the investigation. She confirmed Friday that she had resigned from her job, which paid $69,000 a year. but said she wasn't yet ready to comment further. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.